We've been doing some videos concerning le participe présent and les adjectifs verbaux, okay? But then in that video, we'll try to see actually, well, the way in some cases they can be tricky, okay? Because, well, the rule is that this participe présent, okay? So I've been making some videos regarding that, so I won't explain again how to make it. But then that's the concept is that in most of the cases, this participe présent will be exactly the same as what we call adjectif verbal. Same thing here. If you don't know what an adjectif verbal is, use the search engine of the channel, and then you can find the video that will introduce this adjectif verbal. But the thing that you've got to keep in mind is that in most of the cases, they will be exactly the same. Okay, and of course, as usual in French, we've got some exceptions. So I will introduce a few exceptions here, okay, and then you can see the differences because I've been putting them in red. Okay, so I will read them, and then after that, that will be it. So the first one is adhérent, so participe présent, and then adjective verbal goes like adhérent, like that. So you can see the difference is only in the vowel because phonetically it's the same. Same thing here. Well, phonetically it's the same. Communicant and then communicant. Okay. Here, participe présent, QU, and then adjective verbal, C. All right. Then, convaincant. Same thing here. QU, adjective verbal, convaincant, C. All right. Phonetically, they are the same. Then, émergent. It's quite interesting because you've got this E and A here and here, émergent, phonetically the same. Then équivalent, okay, you've got A here, and then équivalent, you've got E here. Excellent, A, and then excellent with E. Okay, so what you can see is that, well, phonetically they are the same, but then you get to write them in a different way. Let's see the second part of the list now. And then it's here, fatigant, participe présent, and then phonetically the same, fatigant, but then you can see that you don't have the U here. Navigant, navigant, okay, négligent, and then négligent, précédent, précédent, provoquant, provoquant, résident, résident. Okay, so that's the rule. I mean, if you think about that, phonetically, they will be the same. But then, as you can see, a few modifications in the writing. So don't worry because we're only talking about the exceptions, and that's the reason why I wanted to make this video, just to show you some exceptions. But then let's, you know, put it as simple as possible. And then the first thing that we've got to keep in mind is that in some cases, well, the ANT will be replaced by ENT for this adjective verbal. Okay? And then, well, the verbs at the infinitive with GUER, well, you can see that they can be tricky, so that's the one that you should keep in mind. And the second group of verbs that will be tricky as well will be the verbs, well, regular verbs, but then from, so from the first group, but ending with QUER. Okay, so that's, I mean, the ones that will be more tricky than the others.